Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Midday News for Monday, May 23. Coming up, Jamaica and Venezuela to deepen ties. Prime Minister says tax reform to increase productivity and Health Ministry to improve system for charitable donations. The details after the break.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Now the news. Jamaica and Venezuela have agreed to improve trade relations, particularly through arrangements under the Petro-Caribe Agreement. This following bilateral discussions between Prime Minister Andrew Holness and President of Venezuela Nicolas Maduro. Speaking at a press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister Sunday, Mr. Holness said the countries also agreed to expedite the refinery upgrade project. The Prime Minister adds that Jamaica and Venezuela have agreed to strengthen cultural ties, which will see cooperation with Venezuela's world-renowned music education project, El Sistema.
We look forward to the continued cooperation and collaboration between our countries and reiterate our appreciation to Venezuela for their generosity over the years.
Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, Finance Minister Audley Shaw, Industry Minister Carl Samuda, Energy Minister Andrew Wheatley and Culture Minister Olivia Grange joined Prime Minister Holness in the bilateral discussions. The talks also involved Ambassador for Economic Affairs Dr. Nigel Clark and Jamaica's Ambassador to Venezuela Sharon Weber. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says Jamaica notes with concern the current political and economic developments in Venezuela and expresses the wish for a timely and amicable resolution and a return to stability for the good of the citizens. President Maduro was in Jamaica May 21 to 22 for a working visit. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says his administration is reforming the tax system so that the Jamaican worker is not penalized for working and earning an income. In his Labor Day 2016 message, Mr. Holness said improvements to the current tax system will ensure that workers are able to take home a greater portion of their salaries. The government recently proposed an increase in the personal income tax threshold for all PAYE workers to $1.5 million to be applied over two phases.
This government takes a sense of pride on this Labor Day in saying that we have fulfilled our commitment to the working masses and we are confident that you will respond with greater productivity. Increased productivity means economic growth.
Meanwhile, Culture Minister Olivia Grange is encouraging all citizens to undertake cleanup exercises across Jamaica in an effort to destroy mosquito breeding sites. She says the government believes that a vibrant economy and robust economic growth depend on sustaining good environmental practices and personal wellness and health, including hygiene. Labor Day 2016 is being observed under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean. In the meantime, Leader of the Opposition, Portia Simpson-Miller, is urging all Jamaicans to use the occasion of Labor Day to improve their communities, to protect the environment and eliminate health threats. In her Labor Day message, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said this year's theme is quite timely, as it is a call to action that requires the response of all Jamaicans.
It is a call for all citizens to work together to ensure that we safeguard the health of our families, communities, and country.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller used the occasion to salute all workers in both the public and private sectors, noting that their diligent work and accomplishments contribute greatly to the growth and development of Jamaica. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government is moving to make it easier for charitable organizations and individuals to make donations to the health sector. Dr. Tufton says he has received complaints by local and foreign charities about bureaucratic delays at the Customs and the Ministry of Health. He says the unit in the ministry which deals with contributions will be strengthened within the next 2 to 3 months to better facilitate a seamless process for the donation of resources to boost healthcare in Jamaica.
We are going to make it easier for people to give, whether it is local or overseas, because they have a role to play in helping us to fill that gap, to bridge that gap within the system, to create a better environment.
Dr. Tufton reiterates that one of the challenges faced by the health sector is the lack of adequate resources for practitioners to provide optimal service. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.